For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I was very excited when our good buddy Justin Pawlowski, the commish online, sent Seth a message saying that we would be able to, on a huge game week, be able to speak to, in my opinion, a man who has turned around a football program in a rapid-fire way. It's got to be an unbelievably difficult feeling when everyone outside your program is saying that you're on the hot seat. You're 39 years old, you're in your third season, and you feel like you've got something special. October 2nd, Bulls lose at home 24-17, USF's third loss in a row. Coach Willie Taggart looks at his guys after the game. They're hurt. They're emotionally spent. They're crying. Coach Taggart, at that point in time, you go home to your wife and you say, I think we're on to something here. What did you see in that locker room that made you think you could completely turn those young men around?
Well, I saw a group of young men that was tired of losing. You know, it hurt them. It finally hurt them to lose, and they saw they worked really hard and played well against a really good football team and had a chance, and knew that we did it to ourselves once again. And the way they came out and practiced the next day was kind of said it all. You know, it's probably one of our best Sunday practice we've had, and to be honest with you, ever since then our guys have been practicing that way and been getting the result that we want in return.
Well, Coach, compare that feeling with the feeling that you had coming off the program's biggest win in 5 years after your Bulls hammered number 22's Temple Saturday night 44-23, your fifth win in six games after a 1-3 start. Describe the mood of the locker room after that Temple win, Coach Taggart.
That was great. It was gratifying. I mean, guys, we're excited. You know, you think about our seniors. You know, they finally become bowl eligible. You know, they've been here for a long time, been through the worst of the worst. And to be able to leave here, then we go to a bowl game. But more importantly, is to still have their goals that they set out this senior year to do, and that's to win the conference championship, to have all those things still ahead of us. Guys were excited about it, you know, feeling good, knowing that it's paying off, you know, and knowing that we're continuing to get better.
We're joined by USF head football coach Willie Taggart. You seem like a guy, judging by your record at WKU, Western Kentucky University. You go 2-10 in your first season there, and then by year three, you turn that program into a bowl team. You're basically doing the same thing at USF. What is it about your style, Coach, that gets these guys to go from, let's say, sub-mediocrity to a team that is then a powerhouse? What do you have that gives you that ability to shape and motivate these young men to greatness?
Well, I think with both situations, you came in and they were both tough. You know, that both losing cultures and that by itself is tough to change. And but I think you just get to work. You work hard to get the right people around you and try to get everyone to buy into what your vision is, and then have a plan, and then you try to outwork people, and then you had a patience to see it through, you know, and I think that's probably the best thing I can tell you is having that patience. You know, some people call it, you know, stubborn, but we call it patience, you know, and it's paying off for us.
Fine line between.
We got some good players, you know, and
sure.
And good coaches, and it's paying off.
Fine line between stubborn and patience, I'm sure. Soul Brother Kevin, quest for USF coach Willie Taggart.
Yes, do you go by Coach Willie or Coach Taggart?
You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me Colette.
I like Coach Willie. So, Coach Willie, in this social media age, is there someone on the staff that keeps tabs of the players' social media accounts?
Yeah, we have someone always looking, you know, and our guys know how we want to be on social media, and really we would like for them not to be. We don't require them not to, but we like them to stay focused on us and what we have, especially during the season. But we know they're going to be out there, and that's the world we live in now.
So no trash talking on social media.
No, you should never trash talk.
Okay,
you know, you should go play football. You should let your action on the field do all the talking.
All right. Is that one of the biggest challenges you've seen in the decades of being around football, Coach Taggart? Is that now we're in an era where it seems like the media can't wait for somebody to screw up so they can put it out there on social media. They can't wait for someone to tweet the wrong thing or do the wrong thing in the lunchroom. As a molder and a shaper of young men's minds and behaviors, is that one of the biggest challenges that you've seen?
It's tough. I mean, that part's tough, and I think you got to just educate them, you know, on how to be, because some of them come here and they're used to doing things the way they want to with social media, and you got to just educate them on how to use it and how they're going to be looked upon. You know, it's not like in high school. You know, you're going to have a lot of fans and alum that's following you. You know, it's not like you're texting one of your friends. You're out there for everyone to see, and you got to educate them on it, you know, and teach them how to use it to benefit them and their teammates, you know. And I think the hardest part of it is keeping them away from all the negative stuff. You know, back in the days, you didn't have to deal with that as a coach. With that, now you got to deal with that part of it, as well as trying to help them grow as a young man and into a man. And that's tough as it is. But that's the world we live in, and, you know, you got to adjust with change and try to make it happen.
We're speaking with USF head football coach Willie Taggart. The game is Friday night against Cincinnati, a huge game. There's a very good likelihood. I'm sure you're not looking down the road. I'm sure you're not looking past this Cincinnati game, but there's a good possibility you'll be playing in a bowl game right here in the Southern Florida area or in Central Florida at the Citrus Bowl. You're a local dude. You went to Manatee High School in Bradenton. How great is it for you to experience this kind of success in a community in which you really have grown up since a very young man? It's got to feel pretty good, right, Willie?
Oh, absolutely. You know, taking the job, this is what you envision to happen, to come here and win. And like I said, from day one, we want to win multiple championships in a first-class manner. And that's what we've been working towards since day one, and hadn't come as fast as we wanted, but we're headed in the right direction. And again, especially being here in the Bay Area, you really don't get any better than that. And being back home, and this is the closest I'm going to get to Palmetto. I don't think they're going to build a university in Palmetto football team. So, you know, I'm back home and in the Bay Area, and, you know, just love the Bay Area and know what the Bay Area stands for, and especially when it comes to our football around here.
Sure.
Knowing that everyone loves a winner. So I'm excited for all of our Bulls fans, you know, that's excited about USF football and where we're headed.
Tickets are available at 1-800-GO-BULLS. We're going to give away 5 pairs as soon as we're done with Coach Taggart. And finally, let me ask you this. This is something I always wonder about a coach in your position. You're USF head football coach. You got some recruits, I'm sure. You're thinking about the offseason. You're going to make those visits to those parents' houses. You're sitting in the living room. How does it feel, and nothing against USF, it's a great program, but how does it feel knowing that as soon as you walk out the front door, head coach from Alabama is going to be walking in, head coach from University of Florida is going to be walking in, Notre Dame is going to be knocking out the door? Is that something you think about at all, or is that, do you just have to put that out of your mind?
You know, going into recruiting, you're going to compete. You know, you're going to compete, and you got to love it. You know, you got to appreciate it, but you can't worry about anyone else. You got to worry about you and the job that you do. And knowing once you leave out of there, you did a great job selling the program and yourself and helping the kid make a great decision. So you can leave out of there feeling good about that. And that's good enough, because to be honest with you, USF sells itself.
I love what I'm hearing. Matt Grothy says great things about you. He's a friend of mine, so then I hold you in high regard because I trust Matt. And I wish you
appreciate that.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I wish you nothing but success in this game. We're going to pack the place, Raymond James Stadium, 8 o'clock Friday night. Everyone in Tampa Bay needs to show up to see the University of South Florida against the Cincinnati Bearcats. Coach Taggart, I am extremely proud of you for your success. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. I know it's a very busy week for you, and really, really good luck on Friday night. Not that you need it. The entire community is behind you, and we wish you good luck, sir.
I appreciate that, and I would like for everyone to show up and show out, you know, not just on third down. You know, everyone get really loud on third down. So we want you loud on first and second down. This is a tough offense coming in here. So we want you loud on every single down that they're out there. So let's go up, come out there and help this football team on Friday.
Let's do it. Thank you, Coach Tagger, very much for your time. I appreciate it. And, again, continued success, good health, and good luck to you and your young men on Friday night, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, and have a great evening if you want to.
I do want to. Thank you very much. Take it easy. Ritzy from the Joy Formidable joins us. Hello, Ritzy.
Hello.
It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Ritzy, I'll tell you how he's doing. He hasn't stopped talking about you for 2 weeks straight. You should have seen how he was watching your Letterman performance. He was just, his mouth was agape.
I wish that wasn't true. I've been doing this a long time, and I've met many bands, Ritzy, and I will tell you that I have never been smitten with someone like you. Your whole band is just so, I don't know, for three people to make the kind of noise that the Joy Formidable makes, it's earth-shattering to me, and I'm sure you get this a lot. Do you find that you have this kind of impact on everyone? You like, was Letterman totally fawning over you?
Well, we definitely, you know, we got to have a little chat afterwards. No, I mean, you know, it's great. I mean, you're making me blush here. You know, under the telephone line.
Good.
No, you know, it's all good. I mean, we're very passionate about what we do, and you know, we're very very committed as a band, and we really do love being together. And if that connects, and if people can feel that and get off on that, then. You know, that to it is a really great thing. So.
Sure, absolutely. And here's how dedicated and instantly impacted I was. We did the green room here up at the 97X Studios.
And what, before they were done performing, you had already bought their album on iTunes? Is that what you're telling me?
Not only that, but on a school night, when I've got to be at work at 4 a.m. the next day, I went out on a Sunday night to go see them in Ybor.
And you were trying to get her attention, right?
No, I wasn't. I'm not that guy. Shut up. I did not. I was standing right in front of the stage, however. And Ritzy, off the, like, when you did the acoustic thing, you're so demure, you're so soft spoken. You're a beast on stage. Yeah, that is a compliment.
I think that's the only time you're allowed to call a woman a beast ever.
She is a snarling. You're a snarling demon of a frontman. I mean, it's incredible the kind of energy that you project. Your live shows, they are epic, and I'm sure you guys are really excited about coming back down here for next big thing.
Oh, we absolutely are. We had a great time in Tampa. It was our first time in Florida ever, and I mean the show was so much fun. We had, you know, a great day, just kind of, you know, having a look around, exploring, get into grips with the area a little bit, and really looking forward to come back. And it's such a great bill, you know, really excited about seeing the Cage the Elephant guys and Foster the People, so, you know, and Bush amongst many others. So, you know, we're in fine company. We're really looking forward to coming back.
And Ritzy, we know that Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters is a big fan of yours. I don't know if you knew this or not, but we got word when we were setting up Next Big Thing that Gavin Rosdale from Bush is a huge fan of your band. So I didn't know if you knew that or not, but we'll just add another rock star to the growing list of fans of the Joy Formidable.
I didn't actually know that. Oh, that's great.
yeah, I heard that's that he great. Was, yeah, he did a radio show over, I guess he said over in Great Britain, where he had to play all female artists, and he said you guys were one of the bands that he played because he's just smitten with your voice.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you very much, Mr. Gavin.
You know, it's funny to me, Seth, because Ritzy mentioned getting themselves acclimated before. After we finished the green room here and after I made the entire band coffee with our current coffee maker.
Oh, you did that for them.
Oh, I did. I don't make just any band coffee. I made the Joy Formidable coffee, I'm happy to say.
We went very good coffee, wasn't it?
Well, thank you, lass. And then we took them to the parking lot, and Ritzy is literally walking around looking at every lizard in the parking lot because she's never seen a lizard before in her life. Was that your big takeaway from Florida, Ritzy?
I think, you know, I mean, just in terms of the climate and the landscape, you know, and yeah, it's very, very different from North Wales. And I think, I've a bit of a thing for lizards anyway, but I mean, the fact that there were so many of them, they're roaming around. There's as many lizards as there are people.
They are everywhere. We're talking to Ritzy, front person for the Joy Formidable.
Hey, Ritzy, who handles the Twitter for your band? Do you do it, or does everybody kind of help out?
A little bit of everyone. Yeah, mostly me, but yeah, definitely you get plenty of Ridge and Matt in there as well from time to time.
I know why you asked that, Seth, because yes. You got retweeted by the Joy Formidable.
Well, I announced on Twitter that they were playing our next big thing, and I was retweeted, and then Ritzy Drew said, I need to get retweeted by the Joy Formidable. So all day he was tweeting at you guys, and man, he was just very disappointed when it didn't happen.
Very dark, empty moment for me, Ritzy.
Oh, sorry, Drew.
It's okay.
We'll retweet you soon.
And it's got to feel so good to have this buzz about you guys. I will say, I've been doing radio quite a while, and I have not been this into a band and into the personalities of a band in a long time. So for what it's worth, you guys captured my heart when you came here. And
I think she's aware of that by now.
I think I have that made that implicitly clear. But seriously, I mean, I'm a total fanboy now, and you turned me into a quivering pile of jelly. And
you're gonna have to pull yourself together on December 3rd.
I don't know what I'm gonna do while Joy Formidable is playing, because then I have to share them with like 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people. But we'll deal with it. Can't wait to get you back here, Ritzy. Best of luck to you guys. What's next
Thank
for like
you.
What's happening between now and the next big thing for you guys?
Today, very sadly, we're going back to the UK, which we're very excited about. We're going to go and do our UK tour. But then, you know, we'll be back in November with the Foo Fighters. And we look forward to seeing you guys in December, you know.
Oh, I can't wait. It's certainly been a pleasure. And I hope if I'm lucky enough to see you at Next Big Thing that you remember who I am.
Oh, absolutely will. Pretty much every song dedicated to you.
Oh.
And I will say your bandmates are lovely people too. I don't want to sell them short. They're lovely people too. They were magnificent. That drummer kills those things. He is an animal back there.
Yeah, they're good. They're good boys. Drive me crazy, but they're good boys.
I bet they do. Well, good.
I'm
well,
sure I probably drive them a lot crazier.
I doubt that. I will then keep my fingers crossed that I get retweeted by the Joy Formidable, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys at Next Big Thing.
No, thank you guys. Mm. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, you, Ritzy. Appreciate it.
All right, then.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.